Sunday, October 15th. Kissinger's concerns continue as he called this morning. He says he's now persuaded that we shouldn't stall as he proposed last night, but that maybe he should go to Saigon, then come back to Washington if there's a problem with Tu, and then the following week go through the whole run again, which would save Tu's face and as an provide an intermediate step with a one-week delay before we drop the thing. Also would have some political advantages, he feels. We've used these time schedules to get the changes fast, and he's concerned about anything that gets in the way of them. President called me over first thing this morning, having read the Washington Post, which has the major front page story on Dwight Chapin being the director of the Segretti espionage activity. When I came in, he was talking to Ehrlichman regarding the Chapin story and made the point of the shocking double standard of the Post and the Times that would never say a word against the dirtiest campaign ever waged against a president, name-calling, bombing headquarters, etc. And President made the point to me when he hung up that the difference between him and Johnson sure showed up in this, that he's always backed up his staff. He thinks we ought to raise hell with the LA Times if they pick up the story. He thinks I should call Otis and point out to him that when he was under attack in his oil deal, the president told all of us hands off. He's especially concerned about Kalmbach and how he handles this and how he explains what funds he was using. He feels it needs to be tied to the committee and Liddy rather than the other thing. There's a problem of a story regarding the lawyer for the president putting up the money, and we need to be sure and tie the money to the committee. He feels strongly, too, that we can't surface Segretti, although that was one of the things we were considering Friday. I asked him about the Ash thing, and he said to go over it with Haig and see whether we can work it out somehow. But in any event, he doesn't want to do anything unless Haig agrees. Rogers and Ehrlichman were on TV today on Issues and Answers, and both did quite well. Rogers did particularly well in avoiding getting into Vietnam negotiations, getting a good attack on McGovern's peace proposal, turning around the corruption question to talk about the president as the world leader for peace. Ehrlichman's key line was that this is mud month up home in Seattle, where it starts raining now, and it looks like it's mud month here, too. And he avoided making any news by just fielding the questions on the corruption thing, which went for the first 20 minutes of his broadcast. Henry called again later this evening after I got home and said he's worried now about if he goes to Hanoi, it'll look like we've given in to Jane Fonda and Ramsey Clark, that there are three main reasons to do it. First, to keep them still while we maneuver in the first 6 weeks, getting supplies and munitions into the South Vietnamese. Second, to avoid their moving around after the ceasefire. And third, it puts a deadline on the discussions. We could avoid this by using option B, going to Paris, then announcing after that on the second round rather than ever going to Hanoi. He's worried about the question of whether this appears to be the president crawling. I assured him I didn't think it was. And that phones Henry calling again, this time to ask me to help Al to sit on Rogers during this week. Apparently Rogers had Haig and Sullivan out to his house tonight, made the point that he has to take charge now and get all these things worked out. Henry's concerned that if Rogers thinks it's succeeding, he'll rush to get in on it. He's not really too concerned about it, though. He said he's getting lots of little billet-doux from the Russians, saying everything's going to work out, that there's only one problem, leaving the VC prisoners in South Vietnam. Henry feels now, the more he thinks about it, that the more it seems that we're pulling off a miracle and that we should go ahead with it if we possibly can. End of October 15th.